Our founders envisioned a nation with a balanced and representative government, a nation that granted its citizens protection. Our founders envisioned that Americans would be granted equal rights, that Americans would be a people of self-responsibility. Our founders envisioned some limitations to promote greater organization. Most of all, our founders envisioned that America would be a nation of liberty and justice for all. Do these principles exist in America today, though? Does America reflect the intentions of George Washington, John Adams, and the many others who established the foundations of our nation? America is by no means perfect, but it is a country of freedom, a country that desires justice, and a country that works for and protects its people. How then is it that it took 73 days for the men who murdered Ahmaud Arbery, a man simply jogging through his hometown, to be arrested and charged? Is this not contradictory of the justice that our founders envisioned would be found in this nation? Furthermore, there have been over 240 school shootings nationwide since the Columbine shooting in 1999. Doesn't this disclaim the promise to ensure domestic tranquility given in the preamble of our Constitution? Yet, what about people like Fire Chief Christiana Blues of Oregon? Chief Blues persistently fought against the fires raging in the West this past fall, even after losing her own home to the devastating blaze. Isn't she an example of one of the many firefighters that helps protect us Americans and gives us the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Doesn't she help restore peace in our nation and provide safety for us Americans? What about those like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States until her death on September 18, 2020, and Amy Coney Barrett, our new Supreme Court Justice? Aren't these Americans both examples of devotion to justice and to the interpretation of the same Constitution that our founders established? America isn't a perfect nation, but our founders didn't envision perfection. "I never expect to see perfect work from an imperfect man," Alexander Hamilton stated in his essay, Federalist No. 85. Our founders didn't envision that our nation would perfectly judge every case, or that it would perfectly protect in every situation. They envisioned a nation of freedom for and representation of us as American citizens. Americans have been exercising rights to freedom of speech through recent protests against racial injustice, by assembling to ban abortions or to limit gun rights, and even through simply holding and sharing opinions. We often highlight the division and differences in our nation, but what about the right to be different? What about our right to express our different beliefs and even to change how we believe? Our nation was founded to be a place where all people could believe, worship, think, write, and live as they choose. We haven't always had these freedoms, though. Immigrants first moved to North America from Great Britain and other European nations to escape harsh religious persecution. Once here, the new colonists were restricted to trade with Britain alone and could only settle east of the Appalachian Mountains. The British passed a tax that required colonists to pay for the housing of British soldiers. Colonists grew angry that a nation so far removed from their own states, so unrepresentative, could have that much power over them. It was out of these frustrations with a lack of liberty and an unrepresentative government that our founders decided to separate from Great Britain and establish America, a nation that would grant rights to its citizens and represent the people in government. Today, Americans still have this right to be involved in government, the right to choose who leads our nation, and, to a degree, the right to choose how our nation should operate. We have the right to vote for our leaders and representatives. We have the right to petition, to protest, the right to be heard. John Adams stated in a letter to his wife, "You will never know how much it cost for the present generation to preserve your freedom." We as Americans must not take for granted the rights we have here. Rather, we must cherish our freedom, our justice, and our representation by being involved in government, by standing up for what's right, and by using our rights to not only pursue our own dreams, but also to help others pursue theirs. Striving to do these things is what will allow America to continue to be the nation our founders envisioned.